Warning, the following episode contains explicit language and spoilers. Listener discretion is advised.
Everything's perfect. Yeah, it is so perfect. The beach is so perfect. The people so perfect. Welcome to Laguna Beach, yeah. Welcome to Laguna Bitch, yeah. Welcome to Laguna Bitch with your hosts, Josh and Danielle.
Everyone, welcome back to Laguna Bitch, the greatest Laguna Beach podcast on the internet. I want to send out a special thanks to our house band, Custom Drum Loops, for coming and playing that theme song for us.
What?
That was your segue to ask me that question.
I thought, do you think they ever listened to the podcast?
No. So, I got a message. Custom Drum Loops is a band, I guess, on Fiverr that we ordered our theme song from. I sent him the information on the theme song, and when he sent me the theme song, he sent me this message saying, "Let me know when you put the podcast up. I actually met Steven at a party a couple of years ago, and we're still good friends."
Oh!
So, we have a link.
There we go. So, hey, Custom Drum Loops, hook us up with an interview with Steven.
I'll send him the message, but I mean, it was 2 years ago they wrote that theme song.
Hey, but so, you know what? Friends are friends forever. If he's friends with Steven...
What are we doing today, Daniel?
We're talking about Laguna Beach, Season 1, Episode 1, A Black and White Affair. This is the one where the ladies throw a party. This is the very first episode. This is where you get to know and love or hate all of the Laguna Beach characters.
Well, you don't get to... You say get to like you have a choice.
You don't need a choice in the matter.
They spend the first 3 minutes of the episode showing you the characters and telling you what to feel about
MTV them. Does a really good job at setting this up for you. No thought. You don't need to think while watching Laguna Beach. They tell you who to like. They tell you who to hate. They tell you who to lust after.
So between MTV and us, we can just eliminate thought entirely.
Yes. You just watch the show, listen to this podcast, and that gives you about, an hour of your day that you don't have to think.
So any notes you took on this episode? Anything that stands out to you?
Well, you know, we haven't talked about this, but, you know, when I watched Laguna Beach for the first time, I was, you know, 17, 18 years old. I was a senior in high school. I was 17. And I thought that my life and Lauren's life, the main character, they were exactly the same. I mean, with a few subtle differences, you know, my family's not rich, I don't live in California, I'm not a popular girl. But everything emotionally that she was experiencing and all of the turmoil she was going through, I was the same. And I thought everything she did was perfect.
Right.
But now, looking back at it, I completely disagree with everything that MTV wanted me to think.
You can't do that.
I know.
You know, I relate to this show because I recall one morning I was sleeping, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was younger. I was 18, 19, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was sleeping and I heard this beeping, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I wake up and there's a crane moving a palm tree.
What?
Because my dad was building our new house.
Because he was rich.
My rich dad, the architect.
Yeah.
And I said, "Dad, it's 10 in the morning. You can't move that goddamn palm tree later."
Oh my goodness. So you and LC are like twins.
Yeah. We've had a lot of the same life experiences.
Yeah. You as a rich California girl.
I was rich. I mean, the palm tree thing. We're both married to women.
LC's not married to a woman.
Is she not?
No.
Who's she married to?
We've already talked about that. William Tell.
Oh, William Tell of Something Corporate.
That's right.
It's all cyclical.
It is. It is. All right. So, episode starts up. LC's walking down the beach.
Showing
beautiful,
you.
Beautiful hair flowing. MTV setting you up to love or hate certain characters, and you get to meet basically the only other characters that matter in the show, Steven and Kristen.
Well, you get to meet all the main characters. Let me do a reenactment.
Okay.
So it's Lauren, you know, giving her a little voiceover. She's like, "Hi, I'm LC. I'm the main character.
Everyone loves me."
And then they show a picture of Steven, and she says, "This is Steven.
He's my dreamy.
He's my boyfriend, for real. He has nothing to do with Lauren."
No, they're friends.
Or he has nothing to do with Kristen.
They're just friends.
And then it shows Kristen. And she says, this is Kristen. She causes so much drama, but I don't cause any drama at all. And these are the rest. And then it shows the rest.
As cranky adults, we know. Everyone causes the drama.
Everyone causes the drama in Laguna Beach. You know who causes more drama than anyone else?
Steven.
MTV's editing.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Because, okay, my favorite part of drama in the whole episode was when they were getting ready for the black and white party. And they all had black dresses on because, okay, the black and white party, you had to wear black or white to get into the party. And Lo, who is my favorite character in Laguna Beach ever, Lo was talking about very, you know, innocently talking about wanting to find a white dress, but all white dresses are trashy. And MTV edits it where they immediately flip to Kristen, who, you know, is supposed to be your trashy biatch. And she is wearing what? A white dress. And so this just sets you up again to know, hey, these ladies in black, they're your good ones. This one in white, she's the trashy hoe.
Ironic.
Yeah, right? Yeah, because it's good white. Guys,
have you ever watched professional wrestling?
A couple times.
Well, for the longest time of professional wrestling, you knew who to root for because they were wearing white boots.
Just like MTV setting it up for you.
I didn't know we were going to be jumping around so much here, but back to where we were. In the beginning, I just have a little note that says, Talon is ugly. Talon is another one of our main characters. We call him the Parasite.
The Parasite. And you know, no, he's the leech.
He's a parasite leech.
He's the leech. And, you know, Talon, when I was 17 years old watching this show, of course I was in love with Steven, but Talon was my number two man. And now, looking back at it, Talon is not only ugly on the outside, he's ugly on the inside, too. Leeching off of Steven, you know, he even had the audacity to tell Kristen, when you're with Steven, I call Lauren. And when Lauren's with Steven, I'm with you. He admits that he jumps between the two of them based off of who Steven's not with at the moment. He's the fish that attaches to the shark and eats the crumbs.
So you think Steven is essentially Stevie Nicks. Stevie Nicks, of course, from Fleetwood Mac, who wrote the album Rumors, featuring the song Rumors, featuring the line, players only love you when they're playing. So Rumors was an album by Fleetwood Mac.
Yes, I get all of that, but I don't understand.
It was a song written for and about people who were cheating on each other. You think Steven is cheating on Kristen and Elsa?
I think Steven.
And I disagree with you.
Okay, no, listen. This is what I think.
I'll listen, but I'll roll my eyes the entire time.
Luckily, our listeners cannot see you rolling your eyes. Steven is just as much into the drama as the ladies. Steven wants to hang out with Kristen, and he admits, wants to hang out with Kristen because she's a fun time gal. But LC.
Fun time gal.
LC would be a better girlfriend.
Right.
But instead of just either, you know, saying, hey ladies, I want to be a good man, I'm going to hang out with one of you, or by saying, hey girls, I'm a senior in high school, I'm not going to hang out, you know, like that with either of you, he keeps stringing them both along.
You're looking deep. You're looking for implications. You're looking to say, hey, Steven implied that he was dating both these girls. I don't think he ever implied he was dating either of them. They both knew what was going on. They both kept coming back.
How about when he took Kristen out on a date?
How about when he went to Lauren's house at 7 o'clock at night, apparently?
And Kristen found out. And then he lied about it.
He wasn't hiding it. He said he was in bed at 9.
A lie by omission doesn't make it right. It's still a lie.
She should have said, did you go to Elsie's house and blink her? Or was Talon there and you couldn't?
You know, I will admit that when I watched this the first time around, all those years ago, all I wanted was for Elsie and Steven to get together. I mean, I was desperate for Elsie and Steven to get together, and I wanted Kristen to go jump off that cliff that Elsie's house is on, looking down onto Kristen.
It was a hill, so you can't, I mean, she could roll down it.
Yes. But now, I feel bad for Kristen.
Yeah. I feel bad for LC because they sold that house. Another thing I have written down here about Steven is he has a job. So we got to give him credit for that.
props to Steven. Does anyone else in Laguna Beach have a job?
We're going to shoot a shout-out to him. That was the shout-out. So, we're shooting that shout-out to him. But I also have to know that he's bad at his job. Because Kristen is there, and he doesn't answer the phone because he's talking to her. And she has to say, are you going to get that? But then he did know how much surfing lessons were.
And so he was able to rattle that off.
He knew something.
Yeah.
And then further proof that he is not dating Kristen, he kisses her on the forehead when she leaves.
He didn't have to kiss her at all. He was at work. Mouth kisses at work are inappropriate.
I kiss everyone at my job on the mouth. That way they know they're valued.
You better stop.
Why?
Because I'm your wife.
It doesn't matter. I don't kiss them romantically. I kiss them like, hey, good job, buddy. And then I also have the note that in the next scene, they're playing Bouncing Off the Walls Again by Sugar Colt.
I want to talk about the Black and White Party. I want to talk about Morgan the Mormon.
Why?
Exactly. Why? But Morgan, okay, you think Morgan seems all nice and these are the good girls. Elsie, Lo, Morgan, and Christina are the good girls, the ones you're supposed to like. And Morgan has the audacity to say that they need to save 10 invites for the people that they just want to look at and say, oh, I forgot you. And she said it like, oh, I forgot that you even exist.
I completely disagree with you, and I can't believe you're giving her so much crap after planning our wedding. Yeah.
I didn't forget anyone.
I did.
Well, you weren't involved.
You told me to invite this many people. I forget, it was like 20 or something, and I can only think of 8.
I guess that's true, but the way she said it.
Well, it's not like she forgot Joseph Smith or something.
But, then again, this is all retrospective. I'm...
Do you know who Joseph Smith is?
No, is he a Mormon guy?
He's the Mormon guy.
I thought that was Brigham Young.
Brigham Young was like his sidekick. Okay. Joseph Smith made it up. Not to offend Mormons.
Yeah, so let's get off the Mormon religious topic here. All right,
Scientology. What is going on there?
I don't want to talk about anything religious. All right, let's talk about the one thing that Elsie does that leans toward the good girl. Bubble bathing. Anyone else?
Explain bubble bath.
Okay, so they're at Trey's house. Trey, the serious one, the one that you really don't hear much about other than he's got a really awesome house to have parties at. And they're all hanging out, and there's Elsie talking to, Polster, and he wants to go bubble bathing. And when that's explained, bubble bathing is going to a hotel and putting a lot of bubble bath products in a jacuzzi so the bubbles are massive. And she was invited and she said no, that seemed mean. Which really, that's the only kind, thoughtful thing that our good girl did the whole episode.
They portray her as the good girl, but I think she's supposed to be the victim. Forlorn. I also wrote a note that there's a lot of stolen glances.
Yes, I wrote that down too. Longing looks between Steven and Elsie.
I also wanted to make a note how it also relates back to me. We were talking about that palm tree.
That's right.
I remember when I woke up that morning, Simple Life.
I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
They played Simple Life by No Doubt while
moving a full-grown palm tree with a crane. See, Lauren's dad, Jim, is an architect, like Ryan Atwood or Archie from the OC.
Right.
So he knows all these things about moving trees. Her mother, Kathy, is also on the show.
That's right. And you know what? We only see those two parents.
Well,
we hear mention of a third.
Dennis,
Kristen's dad. But we've only seen Jim and Kathy. What if they're the only parents?
I suspect that there aren't a lot of people in Laguna Beach. Like, there's only, like, 5. And MTV just made a bunch of them up. Like, when they're planning the Black and White Affair, the girls are like, let's invite us, of course, and then our friends. Brittany, Bethany, Bob, Bill.
And we don't see those people. Well, we might see them, but we don't know what their names are.
They made them all up. And then they hired extras to come be at the party. Or maybe they did, like, what they did in the new Willy Wonka movie. I say new even though it's 10 years old. Where they just shot one guy and then they superimposed him all over the place.
Can we talk about the Black and White Affair?
Let's do it.
Who's your favorite character in this episode?
My favorite character in this episode is Steven.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Jan.
Jan's good.
Jan the hotel man.
I don't want to get too deep into Jan. He's going to be a recurring character, I'm sure.
You know, they go to a hotel, and Jan told them the room was $700 a night. If none of these kids have jobs...
Mm-hmm. Steven.
Other than Steven, but he's not paying for this hotel
room. You don't
room.
Know that. Maybe Steven's bankrolling the whole thing.
If none of these other kids have jobs, that means these parents are giving them money to go sit in a hotel room and drink alcoholic beverages under the age of 21.
Well, they probably paid off Jan to make sure there was no alcohol.
Oh, Jan was under the impression there wasn't going to be no dancing, but we saw dancing.
Well, we saw a tiny bit of dancing by like three girls. Most everyone was just sitting around, and then, who was it, Morgan?
Yeah, I think.
Morgan says, dance! She starts screaming
dance.
And
she gyrated around.
And she danced.
But most of the party was just the classy affair that the ladies wanted. It was very classy with people dressed up in black or white
or
blue if you're Steven and looking at each other. You know, Kristen comes in and ruins the whole party for LC, causing so much drama about not wanting to be there, Steven taking off without her, and then the whole party is ruined for LC.
Now, I made a point of writing down that LC let Kristen ruin her night. She went out of her way to let... to see how bad of a time Kristen was having. She made a point.
Why did she even invite Kristen?
Because Kristen's one of the eight main characters.
Well, she shouldn't be. First of all, she's a junior and Elsie's a senior. You stick to your own.
I don't understand that. You stuck to your own in high school, I guess, right?
For the most part.
Not me.
Okay, but if there was someone that you weren't friends with that you have gone on videotape saying that you hate... would you have invited them to your party? The only reason Kristen was invited was for drama. Lauren could have easily not invited Kristen,
drama.
And Steven would have still come. You know he would have.
Unless Talon got there first.
Talon would have left as soon as Steven walked in.
No, it's a sperm joke.
Oh.
You don't want to play second fiddle. I have a couple of notes. When they are at the house that's being built, Elsie says, "You're in my bed." Steven is standing where her bed is going to be, and he says, "Ah, nice."
No. He said, and I wrote this down. I even took notes, and I put three I's in the word nice. Steven said, "Nice."
I put nice, because he didn't say nice like that. I will meet you in the middle and say two I's and nice.
Okay, so he meant a slight implication.
Very slight.
Well, at 18 years old, even a very slight implication is a big deal.
I also made a lot of notes about the music in the episode.
And how it was louder than the voices?
The audio editing was awful. Most of the time you hear the music over what they're saying, you're struggling to understand them. There is so much of it. There's not a second playing in this show where there's not music in the background. No Doubt, Simple Life. What else we got? Five for Fighting by 100 Years. Jason Mraz. All kinds of stuff. We've got Smash Mouth and Something Corporate.
With all of the stolen glances, they had to have some sort of sound behind there.
No, you have to let a moment simmer.
And you think about your teenage years when you were 17 and 18. What was the most influential part of expressing your emotions? The music you listened to.
It's
so,
still the most influential
that's
part
right.
of everyone's life.
So,
it is the music.
The
soundtrack
music is
of
a
your life.
Big deal.
And the show goes out by playing Lonely Day. By Phantom Planet. Phantom Planet, of course, sang California, the OC theme song.
And isn't it interesting that Laguna Beach is just, it's just the real OC. Well, really, real, more real.
It's something.
So, Josh, you know, let's end this, you know, episode with telling me what you think. Rate this episode.
I'm going to go out on a limb, and say 6.
6 out of 10?
6 out of 10.
6 out of 10 stars for episode 1, season 1, Laguna Beach.
Right.
I'm saying 7. It had enough drama to keep it interesting. Everything moved quickly. Maybe too quickly sometimes, the jumps between scenes. Kept you wondering about what kind of drama is going to come next.
I let that moment simmer, because there doesn't always have to be music.
I don't like silence. Alright, so...
And that is season 1, episode 1. Next week we'll be doing season 1, episode 2, probably?
Oh yeah, I'm sure we'll go in order.
Okay, well that sounds good to me.
Okay.
Then we will see you next week.